Imagine it's a Tuesday morning and your customer service inbox just crossed 25,000 unread emails.
Oh, that is an absolute nightmare.
Right. And every single one needs a specific, accurate response, but your team is just completely maxed out.
Yeah, totally overwhelmed.
Exactly. So welcome to today's deep dive. We're pulling from a really fascinating session at the Utility Management Conference called Frontiers in AI Improving Customer Service and Communications.
And, what we're looking at is how these two utilities are prudently exploring new technologies to handle all these massive logistical bottlenecks.
Without losing the human touch, right?
Exactly. They're trying to figure out how to do it smartly.
So, okay, let's unpack this. I like to think of modern utility AI like a superpowered digital assistant that just never sleeps.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
And we're seeing this escalation of trust. Like, it starts behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So let's start with that 25,000 email avalanche you mentioned, which is the actual volume Pittsburgh Water faces every single year.
Yeah, it's huge. And so in 2022, they deployed this AI tool called Y Meadows to tackle it.
And it doesn't just like filter by subject line, does
No,
it?
the mechanism here is what really matters. The AI uses natural language processing to actually read the underlying intent of the text.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if a customer sends this, rambling three-paragraph email that ultimately just boils down to, give me my money back.
Right, hidden in all the complaining.
Exactly. The system just recognizes the refund intent, categorizes it, and routes it straight to the billing department.
That saves so much time. And they've actually taken that a step further now, right? With that internal chatbot for their live reps.
Yeah, it's called Tap In, and it instantly searches over 300 internal procedure documents.
And this is a crucial detail. Pittsburgh's training documents are specifically housed in SharePoint, not a binder on a shelf.
Right, which means it can instantly retrieve all this unstructured data while the rep is actually like on the phone with a customer.
That's incredible.
But what's fascinating here is their strict policy for operational control.
Oh, yeah, the human element.
Exactly. Every single AI-generated decision requires human validation before it goes out. They use AI for the heavy lifting, but a human still verifies it for accuracy and equity.
So Pittsburgh's keeping it internal.
Yeah.
But Louisville Water took the next leap, right? They let the AI talk directly to the customer.
Yeah, they built an interactive virtual assistant named IVA Marie.
Named after their very first female employee from the 1800s, which is just a great touch.
It really is. And Marie proactively guesses a caller's intent using their account data.
So, like, if there's a recent shutoff on the account, she immediately offers a payment plan before you even explain why you called.
Right. And because of that, they slashed average handle times by 33 seconds,
Wow.
and they boosted customer satisfaction by 7 points.
Wait, really? I mean, isn't it kind of creepy when a bot guesses why you're calling? Like a machine just anticipating your problem?
Well, yeah, it can definitely feel jarring the first time, but functionally, it's like a mind-reading concierge at a hotel. They see you walking up, they know you left your key in the room, and they just hand you a spare.
Oh, I see. It just wants to save you time.
Exactly. Customers generally prefer speed over the illusion of privacy when their water is shut off.
That makes total sense. Okay, so we've gone from internal routing to frontline customer interaction. What happens when things go wrong, like a PR crisis?
Well, that was covered brilliantly by Tapped In PR. They did a presentation focusing entirely on prompt engineering.
Okay, picture this. It is exactly 3:37 p.m. on a Friday before a holiday weekend.
Literally the worst time.
The absolute worst. Suddenly, calls spike about a strong chlorine taste in the water.
But the water is safe, right?
Yes, perfectly safe. It's just a temperature drop.
Mm.
But you instantly need an FAQ, a script, and a Facebook post to stop a panic.
Right. And if a stressed manager just types, write a post about safe chlorine water, the AI spits out generic fluff.
Which makes people think you're hiding something.
Exactly. It sounds evasive. So you need a rigid prompt architecture. First, you assign the AI a role, like you are an expert communications strategist.
Got it. Then the context. Temperature
Yeah.
drop, the water is safe.
Yes. And finally, you demand specific formatting. You tell it to use plain language and, include one Spanish sentence.
Wow, so you really lock it in so it's usable instantly. So for you listening, whether you run a utility or just manage a busy inbox, well-trained AI handles the busy work so humans can handle the complex thinking.
Yeah, but it leaves you with a wild thought to mull over. If AI becomes the perfect frontline responder, will the rare moments we actually speak to a human become a premium luxury experience?
A luxury human experience. Man, that is something to chew on the next time a machine solves your problem before you even ask.